Mission Impossible? Getting Thai students to speak English. Most Thai students go through their day with little or no need to communicate in English. The Thai language works very well. Too well, according to some government and business leaders who are worried about how the country will compete in the ASEAN Economic Community scheduled to begin in 2015. Outgoing Education Minister Warawat Awapinyakun believed a bit of compulsion was necessary to get Thai students accustomed to using the English they learn in schools. His English Speaking Year 2012 project requires that all schools nationwide stimulate their students and teachers to speak English at least one day a week. Recently, the Bangkok Post Lampai Intatape visited some Bangkok area schools to find out how the project was working. Rosokun Sengma, a Mathiom 6 student at Gunati Rutaram Wittiakorn School in Dindang District, had mixed feelings. Yes, the project will enable us to speak more English, but we're still unsure whether our spoken English will improve, she said. Ms. Rosokun said she has studied English for more than a decade, but her speaking ability is still poor. That's because she rarely speaks. She said her school had designated Wednesdays as the day on which students and teachers must speak English, but she wondered how many of them would be able to keep it up for a whole day. We are Thais. We seldom speak English in our daily lives, she said. Panya Sukhawanit, the school director, admitted the task ahead would be difficult. Many of our students have poor English. Some Mathiom 1 students still can't write A through Z. We have to teach them the fundamentals again and again, he said. Wang School in Jatuchak District has asked its students and teachers to speak English every Monday. Students read news and English broadcasts every Monday morning, said school director Pacharapong Tri Thipa. His school also hands out daily conversation brochures in English to students and teachers. Interestingly, Mr. Pacharapong thinks the English-speaking project doesn't go far enough. I think students should also be learning the languages of neighboring countries, such as Myanmar, Lao, and Malay, he said.